Now, my dearly beloved, I would like to conclude this particular message this morning with one precious testimony of a servant of a living God. His name is Dr. John Song. Last name is S-U-N-G, Song. He is the most powerful evangelist approximately about maybe 80 years ago. In fact, Reverend Schubert mentioned that. Reverend Schubert was his closest friend and also a missionary to China. And Reverend Schubert wrote about him. Now, Dr. John Song was a poor pastor's son from China. So when he came to America, he came by prayer. And then he told the Lord God, he said, "Lord, if you let me come to get my degree in the United States, then I will serve you when I graduated. I promise, it's a deal." So at that point of time, he was not born again Christian, but then he was the son of a pastor. So he took his degree and even got PhD, extremely bright, brilliant person, and got his degree real fast, his PhD, in a very short period of time. And he's very talented. He could play piano and he could preach, even though he wasn't born again. He could copy those preaching messages and did it pretty well. However, when he graduated, he was offered many options, either further his studies or some other things to do. But nonetheless, he chose, because he remembered his vow to the Lord God, to be his servants. So he went into a liberal seminary in New York. And that liberal seminary, instead of teaching the truth, caused him to leave the Lord God. Being liberal means you literally same thing as unbelievers and question every kind of doctrine. And of course, the truth from the Word of God was all messed up. This is why I don't encourage people to just go in the seminaries and study, because you know why? The more you study many times, the worse you get. Because the Word of God cannot be studied by the carnal mind. It must be studied from the Spirit, from the Holy Spirit. Nonetheless. So Dr. Johnson was so miserable in that seminary to the point that he decided to even want to end his life. You know, he doesn't know. He was so confused and so depressed in that place, because not only he did not know the Lord, he has gone astray from the Lord. And now worse still, he began to search the meaning of life, studying from all kinds of religions. However, the Lord God has chosen this man to be his absolute vessel of honor. And it was in New York, in that seminary, where he was kneeling, that one day the visions of the Lord appeared to him. He saw the vision of Jesus Christ shedding his precious blood and dying on that cross. And he heard the voice of the Lord telling him, "Son, I've died on the cross for you and shed his precious blood. And your sins are forgiven." So when he saw that visions and heard the voice of the Lord, he repented of his sins and he became a born-again believer, a genuine believer, and of course, a genuine servant of the Lord. And so he ran out to his principal, you see, of the liberal theology, and told him, "Sir, you need to repent." Can you imagine if you tell someone, especially a principal with a position, to tell him to repent? And of course, in reply, the principal says, "Well, you know what? You need rest. Johnson, you need rest." And so the principal put him into mental asylum. And so he tried to run out from the mental asylum. But the Lord put him back, worse, into the more severe mental patients area. You see, earlier he was just among the light cases, mental patient. Now he's into a place where severe mental cases are. And it is right there that he began to study scripture. He was in the mental hospital for 193 days. and studied his Bible 40 times. And it was right there that the Lord taught him the truth instead of in the seminaries, you see. And the Holy Spirit began to speak to his heart and teach him the whole Bible, just like the Holy Spirit has revealed unto the Apostle Paul for 3.5 years, right? And so Dr. Johnson was revealed by the Holy Spirit in the mental hospital, and it was there where all the mental cases, very severe, that he learned and began to empathize with people in hell. And so one day he met one of so-called doctor. During the day, the doctor is a normal man. But at night, when darkness came, he began to scream and yell in absolute torment. And so Dr. Johnson asked him, "What is wrong with you?" And he explained to Dr. Johnson, he said, "I am under torment because I've committed sins, and the sin is the sin of fornication with his aunt. And so that particular sin has tormented this person. And at night, of course, he has also many other sins. The devil would come and tormented him." Essentially, what the Holy Spirit tries to show him was the conditions and the scenario of hell and darkness. My dearly beloved, God loves every one of us, and he does not want to see any one of us in darkness. But God gives us the free will to choose where we want to be. You see, if you insist not to believe in Jesus and refuse the cup of salvation, which is absolutely free for us, even though it took the life of Jesus, then it is our mistake, isn't it? It is our choice, isn't it? Just like Judas decided to go to a lake of fire to go to hell and sold Jesus for 30 talents, that's his choice. God's not going to force you. But that's not because God does not love you. That's because you choose to believe in the voice of Satan. It is your choice, you see. So ultimately, Dr. Johnson learned all his spiritual lessons in that mental hospital. However, when the lessons is up, the voice of the Lord tells him he'll be out of that place and to return to China and begin preaching. True enough, just like the voice of the Lord says, he was set free from the mental hospital by his friend, guaranteeing that he is a normal man. So he left the United States and returned to China to begin to do the work of the Lord. Now, he was mightily used by the Lord wherever he goes. And he would be able to preach in one hall with thousands of people, and literally thousands of them would be on tears, repenting of their sins. In fact, at one time, Dr. Johnson was being challenged by the unbelievers, saying that he is the charlatan. A charlatan is somebody who performs somebody that is fake, trying to make a lot of noise, and that is not real. So what they did was, they sent him approximately 2,500 people that are deaf, that are blind, and bedridden, in all the difficult cases of people that are really ill. And so many brothers and sisters in Christ advise him to run away, to ignore those people. However, being Dr. Johnson, he did not step down. He decided to face the challenge in the power of our Lord God, because he remembered at that point of time that the Lord will always answer prayers. So as a result, when he was being challenged, he cried to the Lord God in his prayer. And Dr. Johnson says, "Lord, you said in John chapter 14, verse 12, I read, 'Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.'" So Dr. Johnson prayed and took the verse of the Lord God and believed with all of his heart and cried to God to heal the blind, the deaf, the lame, and the bedridden, just like Jesus' time. And believe it or not, my dearly beloved, God has heard his prayer. Out of 2,500 people, approximately 1,000 over people were healed. The blind got their sight, the deaf would hear, the lame would walk, the bedridden were totally healed. This is a real story, my dearly beloved. And this man is a servant of a living God with a very high talent, just like the 10 talents. You see, he was given the gift of an apostleship, which is very rare to come by these days, isn't it?